This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and yeah, we're here live on this Memorial Day edition of the program, and we're just acknowledging that that's the day that it is, not that we're celebrating or anything like that, because, well...
Even as a statist, it's really weird to celebrate Memorial Day.
Because it's a day to remember people dying in service of politicians.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it is important to point out here, and I don't speak for you, Melanie. So correct me if I'm getting this wrong. But let me see if I can encapsulate the viewpoint here between us. There's not really anything to respect about serving politicians in the process of going and killing innocent people all around the globe. So
yeah. So I would add two caveats to that, which are the main reasons why I don't do like anti Memorial Day, whereas I do anti some other holidays. You have a lot of people who were drafted, and not having a draft is a very recent thing. Mm. And in most of the world, it's still the norm to have a draft. So at that point, you're talking about slaves, not about necessarily aggressors. But then second of all, most people, until really, really recently, weren't like, hey, you know what? Let's go kill some people for the Federal Reserve. That sounds like a good time, and I can get a scholarship out of it. Most people, I think, were lied to about what was actually going on, mm-hmm. and kind of had no way of knowing, in a way that cops or somebody like that doesn't really have that excuse, because they're not living in the Middle East. They're living in the States. So they didn't necessarily have a reason to disbelieve those lies. So I'm not going to attack them as hard as I would somebody who knew better when they joined in. You also can't quit as you can.
You can try, but yeah.
Yeah, but
they might put you in prison cell.
Whether you're successful is a different story.
So if you want to comment on Memorial Day, you're certainly welcome to do so. We've talked about animals being sentient or not, and that was actually the conversation we were in the middle of.
And I got a text clarification, because I'm really bad at this sometimes, but apparently sentience is self-awareness and sapience is the ability for abstract thoughts.
We're going to continue with that discussion, and then on the way here, Melanie, you've got a dilemma that you wanted to talk about, but first we go to the phones, to the fun. Matthew is in Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, before I get to the story of my grandfather, the conscientious objector in World War One, I have to ask, what happened to the podcast from yesterday? It vanished. It never uploaded, downloaded.
Okay. No one has reported that to me, so that's news to me. I did not know that. I will take a look into it, Matthew. I don't have an answer for you right now, because that's the first I've heard of it.
Okay. All right. So my grandfather, he was drafted, but he didn't necessarily mind going. He wanted to do his bit, but they didn't train them in the United States at that time. They literally gave them their uniforms and put them on a troop ship and off to France for training. And he discovered in the process of training, he didn't think he could kill somebody else. He wanted to do his bit, but he didn't think he could kill somebody else. So they were like, oh, right, you're over here, so how about driving an ambulance? And so he drove a Model T ambulance during the war, and on one occasion when he was driving back to the front to pick up the wounded, you know, those Model T ambulances with the olive drab sides and the white circle with the red cross in the middle?
I think I might have seen that in a movie somewhere, sure.
Yeah, well, they made great ranging sites for the German guns. they hit his ambulance.
Oh,
he didn't
God.
Get killed or anything, but obviously he spent a little time in the hospital himself.
Wow.
So, That was his story of being a conscientious objector in World War One.
Yeah, see, to me, so conscientious objector is a legal term that the military has, and it doesn't really actually mean somebody who objects to war. It means that, it's like you, as you pointed out, somebody who objects to being one of the fighters in the war, so they still force those people into service of the state because... You know, like you pointed out, he was still helping them. He was helping the people who were fighting the war. But to me, I would object to the entire thing. I would object to if I were being told to pack a box or to serve lunch to or to do any other thing that isn't an actual violent action that is in support of the people taking violent action, I would object to that as well. I object to being forced into any kind of service to the state.
Okay, so I'm not going to hold the guy from, what was that, 60 years ago, something like that, to the same level of knowledge that I'm going to hold somebody in 2018. So when he's saying, I have qualms about killing another human being, that's not really a moral statement. That's a psychological statement about yourself. So I don't know what he thought about this war. He might have not done anything wrong on the facts as he knew them. He probably had really bad facts.
Probably.
So well, I'm not gonna... fact of the matter is the you know, at that time, the press was when suddenly. Wilson decided that war needed to be the thing we needed to do. The press became all super-duper jingoist. And off to war we went. I mean, the term yellow journalism exists for a reason. And to my mind, they're pretty much still doing it.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm especially like that was well pre-internet. There was no real way to get
good information.
Other information. Yeah. I'm not willing to say, well, everybody who fought in any war ever, like, no, you have different levels of knowledge with different people. Although legally, to be a conscientious objector, in the legal sense, you do have to object to all war. They just make you do a non-combative role anyway.
Well, yeah, and that was what he got. It's like that guy in World War II who basically was a medic and just ran around unarmed, saving soldiers, both ours and the enemy's. But a really good YouTube channel on World War One, highly recommend it, is The Great War. It's not pro-war, it's not anti-war, it's just the facts. Ciao!
Hey, Matthew, before you go, I did want to add in here, first of all, if there's ever an issue, this is for anybody, not just you, but if there's ever an issue with the podcast or that you believe there's some sort of technical problem, the best way to get it to my attention is to just send an email, ian@freetalklive.com, or post it on our Discord chat, whichever one is easiest for you. That'll get my attention long before we're on the air, but I will say this, I did check, looks like the podcast is fine. So maybe there's an issue on your end, but as I say, send an email. We can get into further detail on what the problem is, okay?
All right. Well, I'll take a look at my phone. It might have just popped up, or my phone might be, just having a bad day.
Sure. It happens. Ow. Hey, thanks, Matthew. I appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's not to say there haven't been times when we screwed up the podcast. That has definitely been the case. I have many times forgotten to do that. But the good news is that behind the scenes, we've tightened ship a little bit. There's a new program that we're running that makes doing the podcast more streamlined and automated so that even Mark can do it. And if you know anything about Mark, if he can do it, then anybody can, as far as like technology is concerned. So we've made it like super easy, and it's hard to screw it up now. So hopefully we'll see fewer mistakes when it comes to the podcast, because like I said, I've made quite a few over the years. Anyway, if you want to grab our podcast, which for those that don't know, the podcast is an automatic delivery method for our audio archives. So you subscribe to it with a program like iTunes or I don't know what the other ones are called, but there's several of them out there, different podcast clients. There's some for the phones as well, and then it will automatically deliver to you when our show uploads each night. You'll get the latest episode, and you don't have to actually go through any steps. They're just there waiting for you, say, the next morning as you're going to work or something like that. You can go to our podcast feeds page over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find different podcast feeds there. There's the main feed, which has all of our podcast content, including the Daily Digest, the Edgington Post, when those get released. There are also some feeds that are specific to certain content. So if you don't have a whole lot of time and you just want to hear our Daily Digest, which is like a 20 to 30 minute version of the show put together by Riley Blake, who's one of our listeners and supporters and amplifiers, you can just subscribe to the Daily Digest version of our feed, and there's a few other versions as well. So go check that out at feeds.freetalklive.com. We'll continue. Your calls and thoughts welcome here. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. free to join us on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by bitcoin.com. Great place to go and learn about Bitcoin. It's not too late. You see the price of Bitcoin. It's actually down over the last few days. It's getting close to around $7,000 per Bitcoin. I say down because it has been as high as 19,000. Recently, it's been hovering at around 8,000 to 9,000. So it's down from what it's been hovering at recently. Might be a good time to consider getting some. And you can get both Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. They offer them both. Sometimes it depends on where you live in the world because some are, for whatever reason, their system only allows certain people in certain places to get one or both. But either way, you can go and get them over at Bitcoin.com in most places in the world. And also, if you want to get involved in the Bitcoin mining world, they've got a Bitcoin mining pool that you can jump into over at pool.bitcoin.com. You don't have to know anything about how to mine or the technical aspects of it. You just have to be willing to put an investment in and then hopefully collect on the returns at pool.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. On the way, a dilemma that, Melanie, you've been wanting to discuss. But at the very end of the last hour, we were talking about animals because you were sounding really jaded or callous, I guess would be a better term, towards...
Yeah, I say I'm callous towards animals that can't exhibit sapience. Which,
and define sapience again?
Okay, so I messed it up the first time. Sentience is actually self-awareness, but then sapience is the ability to think abstractly. I don't know how you have self-awareness without having abstract thought, though. That seems not possible to me.
So to think abstractly would mean to be able to think sort of outside of yourself, right?
No.
Is that right?
So, like, abstract versus concrete thought.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how to explain this.
How do you define that?
Like, concrete thoughts or thoughts of, I guess, vaguely defined,
like I'm hungry,
physical items.
Or something?
So, thinking that you're hungry is actually an abstract thought,
but
that doesn't mean that there's not going to be other systems set up to make you eat, even if you're not, like, aware of the fact that you're hungry. So, you know, amoebas, I guess they eat, or some, you know, really simple organism still eats, but it's not like, oh, I'm hungry, it's time for lunch now.
Okay, so I'm going to have to, I guess, look into more of what abstract thought is, because I can't really define that. Does that mean I can't think abstractly?
No, it does not. I vouch for your abstract thinking skills. So thinking about the state would be abstract thought.
Thinking about
there's a guy in front of me with a gun and a funny clothes is more
concrete
thought.
Abstract thinking, it says here, is the ability to think about objects, principles, and ideas that are not physically present. Okay. It is related to symbolic thinking, which uses the substitution of a symbol for an object or idea. A variety of everyday behaviors constitute abstract thinking. So to think about something that's not there, right? So the old test with, like, the babies, where if you hide the item from the baby, it's still there?
So object permanence is a type of abstract thought.
Meaning that if they see the object now, but then it's hidden, do they know the object is still somewhere? That's the idea of object permanence, that in their mind they have the abstract thought of, oh, that thing's still somewhere.
It's behind the wall or whatever.
Or, yeah, the person has put it behind their back or whatever. So since you're now changing the term to sapience, are you saying that if an animal is not sapient, meaning that it does not have the ability to think abstractly, that you don't care about it?
Yes.
Okay, so sentience is not a factor.
But I also don't know how you have sentience without having sapience. That doesn't make sense to me at all. Because if you're aware of yourself, I don't know how that's not an abstract thought.
Good point. So therefore, then, if the dolphin can see itself in the mirror, then you would agree that it is sapient.
I would not agree. No.
But the mirror test is the classic test to determine whether or not a thing can be aware of itself.
So there are problems in these tests with separating reaction to stimuli with actually being aware of a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know a good way, and I'm not a psychological researcher either, but I don't know of a good way to separate that out. So the fact that something reacts to a stimuli is not going to make me convinced that it is consciously aware of the concept of that stimuli.
National Geographic here from 2001. Dolphins recognize themselves in mirrors, one of the few mammals other than humans that have the ability to do so, according to a study published, again, in May of 2001. Described in the May issue of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the study found that dolphins not only can recognize themselves in a mirror, but also can notice changes in their appearance. Prior to this research, only higher primates, such as humans and chimpanzees, had demonstrated self-recognition in mirrors. Diana Rice of the Osborne Laboratory of Marine Sciences and somebody else conducted the study involving two bottlenose dolphins from the New York Aquarium. The scientists first marked the dolphins with sham marks, then exposed them to a mirror. After several repetitions, the scientists put temporary black ink on parts of the dolphins' bodies, which the animals could only see in a mirror. In each of the trials, the dolphins went to the mirror to examine the areas the scientists had marked. Marino and Rice said their findings, quote, provide definitive evidence that the two dolphins in this study used the mirror to investigate the parts of their body that were marked. So it wasn't just like, oh, the dolphin sees a thing in the mirror and reacts. It's looking at itself, checking itself out, that specific area of its body in the mirror, just as a human would do if it had a mark or strange thing on its body. The mark test was devised by Gordon Gallup Jr., professor of psychology at the State University of New York in Albany. He had used the test to demonstrate self-recognition by chimpanzees. And while the test has been used with many other animals, including primates, elephants, and parrots, this is the first time non-primates have reacted to a mirror by using it to examine themselves. One of the most important implications of the study is it shows that the ability to recognize one's own appearance is not specific to primates. According to Marino, this study is interesting because dolphins and primate brains have evolved along very different lines. Quote, our study shows that the same behavior can be an outcome of two very differently organized brains, she said. Previous research suggested that self-recognition was possible only in animals with a frontal lobe, such as humans and other primates. This study, however, suggests that the ability is probably linked with more general characteristics, such as a large brain size and cognitive ability. An interesting difference between primates and dolphins' behavior is that the dolphins paid attention to the markings on their own bodies, but not to similar markings on other dolphins. Similar research on chimpanzees has shown that they notice markings on their peers. The scientists speculate that the difference may be related to the fact that chimps groom each other, but dolphins do not. The study also raises questions about the self-awareness of dolphins and the ethics of using these animals in scientific experiments. So there you go, a little bit of information about dolphins and their ability to recognize themselves in mirrors, which sets them apart from pretty much the rest of the animal kingdom, with the exception of humans and other primates.
Yeah, so I would be completely willing to believe that all primates, or at least most primates, can think abstractly. Maybe dolphins can.
So you do care about them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so it would be weird to abuse apes.
All right, more coming up here, but you're okay with abusing other animals. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up what you want. It is a live edition of Free Talk Live on Memorial Day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News.
Subtropical Storm Alberto made landfall earlier today in the Florida Panhandle. Now flooding is possible as our tornadoes and gusty winds are expected as well. Florida Governor Rick Scott says his state is ready to go.
The state emergency management team is well prepared. We have been having daily calls, activated our team over a day ago. We have Fish and Wildlife and has high water vehicles in the Panhandle.
Today, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also then later delivered remarks from Arlington National Cemetery.
We cannot imagine the depth of emotion that this day brings. Each year, the grief renewed, the memories relived, those last beautiful moments together cherished and always remembered.
Please do stay safe as you end your Memorial Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us right here and we'll take your calls. We are live on this Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And a freshly roused Mark.
Don't know what's wrong with me today.
The first ever on air nap on Free Talk Live in 15 years. So you're feeling better now.
Yeah,
that's good. For those of you just tuning in, including Mark, we were talking about animals and, you know, awareness, self-awareness of animals. I just shared a 2001 report from National Geographic about how dolphins are self-aware. They can, you know, see themselves, recognize themselves in mirrors. The test in 2001, actually, they marked a part of the dolphin's body with temporary ink, and the dolphin would actually examine that particular part of its body in the mirror, so it wouldn't, you know, couldn't see it normally, but it used the mirror to be able to examine that part of itself. So that's more than just, oh, look, it sees itself in the mirror. That's like, it's specifically looking at that part of itself. And so that was
pretty clear. It understands what, you know, what's going on.
It is. Yeah, it understands that it has a self. And so I was bringing that up because Melanie didn't think there was anything in the ocean that, you know, rose to that level of self-awareness. And so the thing they pointed out was that puts dolphins in a very unique category along with humans and, you know, primates, basically. In
I thought elephants were the same way. But
yeah, I think elephants, it did mention elephants in that story.
And then, like, crows.
Crows?
Yeah.
Crows exhibit some limited forms of intelligence.
Well,
I haven't
the tool
really
fashioning.
Looked into it a whole lot.
So there's tool fashioning that I think crows have been observed doing, but they're certainly not the only animals that have the ability to do that. There was a video of, I believe it was crows, that like took a long stick, bendable stick thing.
I think I've seen that video, if it's the same one that was
crows. Yeah, and they like turned it into a hook to get it down into a jar that they couldn't get their beak down into in order to fetch a worm or something like that that was down there. So the ability to fashion a tool is generally considered to be a very high-end kind of level of thinking.
Right.
So, this all came out of the discussion around, you know, the question of sentience, and we were originally talking about the ocean and the European Union proposing to ban straws and other plastic parts. And Melanie's attitude was like, "Ah, screw the animals in the ocean. They don't have feelings, or they don't know they exist. So I don't care what happens to them."
It wasn't even about animals originally. It was about you can't own this land, therefore, and nobody can own this land, therefore, I don't see why I should care about it.
Well, right, and you've a very...
Ultimately,
but then
that's
Ian
what
was like, but animals up there.
Yes, that's right. That's
even
right.
Though Ian takes animals, puts them in tiny cages their whole life, kills them, chops them up, cooks them, and eats them.
Whoa, I don't do any of that
yes,
except for the
you
eating
do.
Part.
No, yes, you do.
I don't do the cooking, I don't do the chopping.
Okay,
I don't
so
do the...
having someone do it, for
do it for you
is the same thing.
Yes, that's true.
If you buy ground meat at the grocery store, you have done... everything that gets ground meat to the grocery store.
It's true, and I am grateful for the people who are willing to do that kind of stuff, because I'm not going to do it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Why?
I mean, you're willing to pay someone to do it for you,
yes.
Which is the exact moral equivalent of doing it yourself.
Just about, yeah.
No, not right just about, that. It is. It's the exact same thing.
I just said I was grateful for them for doing that. And sometimes they kill them in a... like a more humane way, right? Like there's the, or they
yeah,
keep
I'm
them
sure
in
the
more,
commercials say so. Unless you're getting
way.
Your groceries from like a farm, unless you're getting like, I don't even know if I should name anybody, but unless you're getting all your groceries from like a local farm
mm-hmm.
that doesn't have supply scaled to mass produce, then no, you're buying cows and chickens that were stuffed in little boxes.
That's true. But that doesn't mean that...
these items, because that's what they are.
That doesn't mean that they don't have feelings.
I think that feelings are probably, you know, that many animals exhibit feelings, and that they're, you know, from high to low, that's just part of consciousness.
Mm.
That doesn't... but what does that have to do with anything? So they've got thoughts, too. Like, food. Like, what? So, okay.
Because I don't value anything that can't think abstractly, but Ian does, except when he's eating them.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I didn't say I place the same value on them as I place on humans.
So why is it worse for me to not care than for you to hire people to torture and kill cows?
I didn't say
which
it was worse.
Which I also do, but
I just say
I am
you
not
sound way more callous. That's
because
all.
Because I'm honest about it, because I'm like, I don't care about cows. I kill them, you know, regularly. Chickens, too. Like... pretending I care would be better? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm not sure that I can come up with the best answer in the world, but, you know, like, poisoning their environment and a whole bunch of them at once seems so much worse than picking an individual animal one at a time, several a day.
At least then, if, you know, you're killing an animal to eat, then you're benefiting yourself or
and
others.
If you're removing garbage from a human environment, you're benefiting yourself and others. Like if I'm allowed to value them so low that I can kill them.
Well, if the highest value for you is the human environment, then remember there's also humans who, you know, they inhabit the sea, right? They're on boats. They live on boats. Mark has talked about going out and doing a seastead where you like build platforms on the ocean.
Yeah, so
do you think those people want a bunch of garbage washing up on their little boat?
I think those people know how to navigate around it.
It washes all over the damn place.
The ocean was highly populated by people, then I would have a different opinion about throwing garbage into the ocean.
Well, nobody's going to want to go out into a garbage bin or whatever. Like, you're not.
Well,
like,
then I guess the state should quit stopping people from homesteading it.
Well, Ben, that's something we do agree on, is that people should be able to homestead the oceans, so therefore they have an interest in protecting them. We were talking about animals, and I did say I happen to actually have a dolphin story in the news here tonight. This from the BBC, where scientists in a marine park near Paris are attempting to measure how dolphins feel about aspects of their lives in captivity. And what researchers say is the first project to examine captivity from the animal's perspective. The team assessed what activities dolphins looked forward to the most. They found that marine mammals most keenly anticipated interacting with a familiar human. The results, they say, show that, quote, better human-animal bonds equals better welfare, unquote. The study published in the journal Applied Animal Behavior Science was part of a three-year project to measure dolphin welfare in a captive setting. Lead researcher Dr. Isabella Clegg worked at Parc Asterix, a theme park with one of France's largest dolphinariums. With colleagues at the University of Paris Animal Behavior Lab, she designed experiments to decode dolphin behavior, essentially looking for physical postures that indicate how the animals were feeling. We wanted to find out what activities in captivity they like the most. To work this out, she tested three activities: a trainer coming and playing with dolphins, adding toys to the pool, and a control, which meant leaving the dolphins to their own devices. Clegg said, "We found a really interesting result, that all dolphins look forward most to interacting with a familiar human."
Huh.
The animals showed this anticipation by spy hopping, which is the action of peering above the surface and looking in the direction that trainers usually approached from. The dolphins would also increase their level of activity in the pool and spend more time at the edge. Dr. Clegg added, "We've seen the same thing in other zoo animals and in farm animals. Better human bonds equals better welfare." The question of whether it's right or wrong to hold these animals in captivity has long been a point of contention, particularly in France, where the French government recently overturned a proposed ban on the captive breeding of dolphins in marine parks. The lifting of that ban was a huge relief for Brigida Mercera, who runs the dolphinarium. She told the BBC that allowing the dolphins to breed and to raise their own offspring was a critical part of what she suggested was a happy, though very different life from that in the wild. She says, "I think that wild dolphins are happier."
Humans don't live in the wild much anymore.
No.
It's pretty rare, and living in the wild kind of stinks. People have, this real a romanticized notion about animals and living in the wild, but, you know,
you die sooner in the wild.
Part
usually.
Of the definition is being on the verge of starvation, basically.
Constantly hunting for the next meal.
Well, yeah. The environment is going to support as many animals as it does, and that means that you only get, you know, as many calories as it takes to make it to the next meal.
Not
basically.
To mention being hunted. You might end up being the meal.
There's that too.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Zencash. You've heard about Bitcoin, of course. You know that cryptocurrency. That was the first one, the biggest one, the most popular, and very, very pricey one. Zencash is pretty new to the world of cryptocurrencies. It started in the year 2017, and it was most importantly made by voluntarists, people who understand the ideas of liberty and economics, and further, they've got some of the best technology involved in Zencash. Unlike Bitcoin, which is public, and anybody can look at all the transactions on a public ledger, Zencash can be used anonymously via its zero-knowledge anonymity features, so it's got some of the best technology out there, and it seems like the market is responding because there have been a lot of interest in Zencash. There are over 11,000 secure nodes in the Zencash network, which means it actually has more secure nodes than Bitcoin has full nodes, which is an indication of a level of security that is pretty much unmatched by most of the other cryptocurrencies out there, including Bitcoin Core. So you can go and learn more about it by checking out their white paper, which actually mentions voluntarism in the white paper. You go to zencash.com and learn more about it there. Do your due diligence at zencash.com. As we continue here, Mark, earlier in the show, you wanted to get into the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Somebody has done a blog post about these things, and it's been quite a long time since we've talked about them here on Free Talk Live. Back a decade or so ago when we first discussed the 10 planks, we went through them and we kind of analyzed whether or not we thought they were applicable today, if they'd been applied in the United States, and we found that 8.5, I think, was our number that we came up with, of them had been definitely implemented. So where's the story coming from now?
TheDailyBell.com. Are you familiar with this site?
I feel like we might have reported from there previously, but
yeah, he's kind of, this is by Joe Jarvis.
We know Joe Jarvis.
Yep, and it's, sort of a libertarian type site.
Yeah, he's definitely a libertarian.
Yep.
So, we've seen him at Porcupine Freedom Festivals in the past.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a rather lengthy article and lots of...
well, there are 10 planks.
Thoughts surrounding it. I think I'm just going to read the planks and then maybe a little bit about, you know, some of the thoughts there, and then we can, you know, expound
sure.
ourselves. So, number one, abolition of all public land and application of all rents of land to public purposes.
Hold on. Abolition of public land?
Like, that basically means anybody's ability to own land, and of course, application of all rents of land to the public purposes, if that makes sense.
Meaning taking all the money generated by that land and giving it to the government.
Yeah, we don't have that. We have kind of the threat of that in some cases. We don't have the abolition of all private land.
No. It's... We don't at this point.
But there is a significant chunk of the rent, if you will, meaning property tax, that does go to the government, and almost every piece of property has that, with the exception of some churches and a few educational institutions.
Yeah, and whatever the government itself doesn't own.
Right.
So there's that.
So is that a half point for that one?
No, I'd say that it's getting there. Also known as property taxes, can you really say that you own land if you must pay the government every year in order to keep it? Fail
no,
to pay
you
your rent, and they'll eventually confiscate your land. This money is then used for public purposes like public schools and police, and will remove you from government land if you fail to pay the rent. So they claim they either have the land
mm-hmm.
or they claim some rent from you for possession of the land, and that's true almost every time, unless you're talking about, you know, a church. And there is also sort of a not-for-profit exemption, but that's written into their laws, and they could take that away anytime they feel like it. So I'm not sure that that's entirely fair to just not give them, you know, a full point for this.
Yeah, that's a stretch. There are also some states that don't have property taxes, and there are some states
really?
That, yeah, and there are some states that have homestead exemptions, which is not what it sounds like, to a value that would cover a lot of single dwelling houses.
But that's all still at their pleasure, right? Because they could change that
well,
anytime they want.
Everything
to.
Is.
Or
so
if, they own
even
the
if
land.
There just was no property tax, they still would have the ability at any time to create one when they felt like it.
True.
So I don't see how that's a distinction. Yeah, that's a stretch.
So you want to say yes on this one?
I got to go with no on that.
No on this
like,
one.
That's...
I'm going to go with a half point on this one because they don't. I mean, I see what you're saying is that they have total control over property if they want it, because they've got total violence, right? Like, they have the ability to use more violence than you do
sure.
against you. And so the fact that you have any control of your property is just because they'd rather have you do the upgrades to it and take care of it and mow the lawn and things like that, and then you just pay them for it.
Yeah, it's a really convenient gig that they have when it comes to property taxes, that, you know, you buy a raw piece of land, then you come and beg them for a permit, which you have to pay for, to build on that land, and then you build on that land with materials that have all been taxed through entities that have all been taxed. And then when you build that thing, finally they've got some structure. They then raise the taxes on the land that they had nothing to do with, you know, making, improving, other than, I suppose, providing you a road and allowing companies to put things on that road, like the electricity and internet service and stuff like that. And then, boom, you know, they tax you.
Okay.
And all that stuff.
So I've got a chart going here. Melanie, you're going to say zero on that one.
That's...
I'm going to give a half point. And Mark?
I'm going to take a half point.
You're going to do a half point on that one. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Number two, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. So we certainly have a graduated income tax, and heavy is clearly
subjective.
Yeah,
subjective.
If you are making any money at all, they're taking at least half.
They're doing their best. And plus, let's point out that just because it doesn't fall under the category of income tax doesn't mean that it's not part of a graduated income tax, because, you know, property taxes are graduated, and mm-hmm. they're not necessarily progressive in the sense that...
Progressive
yes,
meaning that
are.
You get taxed
and
more based on...
Within the same jurisdiction, yes, they are.
But wait. Progressive means you get taxed more based on what you earn, right?
It's a higher rate if you earn more, rather than if it's 10%.
That's not true with property tax. With property tax in a jurisdiction, it's just the millage rate.
That's not always true.
Really? I'm not familiar with any situation where if it's worth more that you pay more.
There are some places that have property tax brackets.
Huh. Wow.
And where? If you look at places with homestead exemptions, that's essentially a property tax bracket. So in Louisiana,
true.
It's 0 to 75, 0%, and then above that is whatever 75,000. It is. 75,000, yeah.
I know in Florida it's 25,000.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess that's...
I'm going to give them a point on that one. I'm going to give a full point on progressive taxation.
But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So all three of us with one point there. Okay.
Abolition of all right of inheritance. So they want...
meaning you would not be able to pass on anything to your heirs.
That's the idea.
It all goes to the state.
Yes. Now, clearly, that's not happening, and I believe that they've really knocked out the death tax largely in the United States, quite generally.
Poor people, yes.
And the rich generally find a good way to get around these things. Not always, but, you know, they're pretty good at putting stuff into trusts and then those sorts of things. So you could conceivably have some piece of property, put it in a trust or an LLC or some entity, some legal entity's name, and then pass that on to somebody else to change ownership.
Except for the gift tax.
So there's above $60,000, then there's a gift tax. Yeah, that's true. So what are you going on in this one, Melanie?
Yeah, that's like at least half a point.
Half a point?
That's almost the point.
Even though, wait. Read the original, the plank on that one again.
Abolition of all right of inheritance.
You can't give half a point on something that says all, right?
Like, well, if something says all and it happens half the time, I can give it half a point. I understand your argument, but we're not judging it on grammar.
All right. So if there's a hefty exemption, the first 11 million is not taxed. Well, that means few typical people will be affected. It still fits with the communist strategy of demonizing the rich, and every dollar over the exemption is taxed at 40%. Then you think about it, at 11 million is not so much money when you're talking about a business, even a relatively small family business that might be passed down through inheritance. If a business is worth $15 million, the family of the deceased would owe $1.6 million. If they don't have $1.6 million hanging around, they have to dismantle the business in order to pay the tax. That would mean a loss of good proletariat jobs and a hit to the economy.
But wait a minute, what percentage of people who die have more than $11 million?
Probably not a large percentage, but...
Is it less than 5%?
Well, with something like a business, they can assess that more or less however they want to assess that. So just because you don't have $11 million in reserve notes in your bank account doesn't mean you don't have $11 million in property.
Yeah, but a business is a thing that exists separate from you. It's a legal fiction.
But someone owns it.
It's a legal fiction, so you could just pass that ownership along
to
somebody else.
Yeah, and they get taxed at the... Yeah, and if you do it through a will, it gets
taxed. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live. More on the Communist Manifesto.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go?
The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.